All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos, we now find ourselves up to the third of the 39 melachos, the melach of Kotzer. So the melach of Kotzer literally means the melach of harvesting or reaping. So the author here writes, the Mechaber writes, Geder melachas Kotzer, the general framework of the melach of Kotzer on Shabbos, La'akor davar megidule karka mimokum gidulo. So the melach of Kotzer, the prohibited category melach of Kotzer, of reaping, of harvesting, means any act that removes an item from the place in which it grows. Ukigon litlosh pri ilan o anaf mimenu. So for example, it would be to detach a fruit from a tree in which it's growing, or to detach a branch from a tree in which it's growing. V'chein la'akor asave mimakum gidulim. So to uproot grass, to just pull up grass. Again, anything that detaches an item from the place from which it grows is the malach of Kotzer. And this is interesting. He writes, Yeshem Osif, and others explain, Shegam bidvarim she'inam gidulei karka, gam kein shayach malachas Kotzer. Others explain that it doesn't just have to be organic items that grow from the earth that are subject to this malacha, but even other items can be subject. For example, kegon litol dog chai misaf almayim. For example, let's say you have a fish in your bathtub, you like old-fashioned gefilte fish, you left one over. So what happens? To take a fish out of water on Shabbos. Now, obviously, if the fish dies, then one has violated another malacha of shechita, but just of any kind of slaughtering, of taking of life. But the act of removing the fish from the water, some explain, is in and of itself an act of kotzer, is an act of harvesting or reaping, because you are removing an item from the atmosphere, from the place which sustains it. Similarly, litlosh basar min hachai, to go ahead and detach flesh from a living animal. So aside from the tzar bali chayim issue, and aside, of course, from the fact that that won't be kosher for consumption, but there would be an additional issue on Shabbos of uprooting something or detaching something from the place in which it grew. So again, we're going to get into the subsequent nights of the number of rabbinic prohibitions that come as a result of this. But just to give you an idea, he writes over, Gamba melechas kotzer, asu chazal gidarim shelo yavo la'avar l'estor. So as we've already seen, as is the case with all Hilchos Shabbos, you have the biblical prohibition, but then you also have multiple layers of rabbinic prohibition in order to prevent one from violating the biblical law. So what's some of that example? What's an example of that in melach of kotzer? Alkein, asru la'alos b'shabbos al ilan. Therefore, it is rabbinically prohibited to go ahead and climb a tree on Shabbos. Shema yavo litlosh eza dover. Out of a concern that by using the tree, one may come to detach part of the tree. So again, the act of actually climbing the tree on Shabbos is what we'll call biblically innocuous, meaning it's biblically totally permitted, but rabbinically, out of the concern that if you come to climb the tree or use the tree, you may come to detach something, that may lead to a biblical prohibition. Therefore, the rabbis prohibited it. Kimokin, we'll leave off with this. Kimokin asru shimush bi'ilan. So too, again, we will see that it's not just climbing the tree, but we will see in Yirat Hashem tomorrow evening that any type of usage of the tree is going to be prohibited out of the concern that one may come to detach something from the tree, which of course would result in a malacha d'araisa. Rabbi Hanan ben Akash, Omer Shprach Lezako, says Yisrael, L'fichach heba lohem tur mitzvah shne'amar, Adonai chafetz l'man tzidko, Yagdi.